going?
Good.
Oh, man. It's great to be back out there yesterday. Working with the guys. It's been a long 14 months. But it was great to be back out there, see the reaction from the guys, reaction from the fans. Just meant a lot to me. You know, got to continue to get better now. Those many milestones, you know, just being able to get back on the football field yesterday, that was a mini milestone. And I still got some work to do, so just looking forward to it.
How are you feeling after your first one?
I was feeling pretty good. You know, it's just great to be out there with the guys. You know, I've been working, you know, in the doghouse, in the backyard, by myself. So to be able to get out there with the guys, it was pretty fun. I'm feeling pretty good.
How long did you think about that moment? Kind of running back out the tunnel, you know, putting your jersey back on, that whole thing?
Man, I've been thinking about that moment every day, you know, because I use it as motivation, you know, to, you know, I use that to tell myself, hey, I'm one step closer. So being out there, running out of that tunnel yesterday, just did something to me in a good way.
How much rustiness did you feel? Were you rusty at all, or did you feel comfortable?
I mean, I felt very comfortable, you know, being out there and competing. You know, I've been able to watch film, get a feel for the guys, you know, how they move around and things like that. So didn't feel rusty at all. You know, it was just good to be out there with the guys in the huddle, calling plays, looking those guys in the eyes, and, you know, seeing that those guys trusting me and trusting those guys.
What's the one thing you want to see that's going to prove to yourself that you're ready to actually get into game action?
You know, that's just something, you know, I'm going to have to see how I feel going forward. And it could be just completing a pass down the field, or, you know, making a sudden movement in the pocket. So just going to look for little things each day to, you know, do whatever I can to get back to who I was before and even better.
Today, none of your players want to be the first one to practice to hit you or to come close to your knee. I mean, do you picture your first contact, too? Is that something that's in the back of your mind?
Of course. I'm just waiting, actually, you know, but we have to be smart with everything. And, you know, the plan is to get to the race in order to run the race. So, if, you know, we're not being smart and I'm not doing whatever it takes to get to the race, I'll never be able to run the race. So, that being said, you know, we're just going to go out there and, you know, I hope those guys continue to compete at a high level when I'm in there, and, you know, don't take anything back and don't hold off, you know, because eventually when I get out there against an opponent, you know, they're going to be coming after me. So it's going to be fun. You know, those guys are pros. We're pros. We know how to practice, and that's something Coach Zim mentioned since day one. Be a pro, know how to practice.
If they need you, what's realistically the first game in the schedule you think you could play in?
You know, I'm not looking, you know, that far down the road. You know, I have to continue to take it one day at a time. You know, attack each day. You know, look for many milestones within each day, and something I could take away from each day.
Today, there's a lot of people that want to know if you're going to be the same player again. How do you feel about that?
I mean, we'll just see when the time comes. And I'm going out there, you know, whenever my time comes, with, you know, a clear state of mind that, you know, whatever happens is a part of God's plan. So for me to be standing right here talking to you guys about practicing yesterday, you know, that just shows how good God is.
What's your confidence in the leg right now? What's your confidence in its ability to hold up?
I'm very confident. I wouldn't have went out on that practice field if I wasn't. So, you know, I'm going to continue to just work hard with the training staff here. I've been working with Uwe and Tom and those guys, and just going to continue to strengthen it, you know, get more stability and gain more confidence as the time goes on.
What was the physically hardest thing about this last 14 months?
The hardest thing, honestly, was just, you know, being realistic with myself. You know, a lot of times I think people fail to be real with themselves about every situation. And for me, I never wanted this situation to be about me. You know, that's why I didn't talk to the media or anything, because at the end of the day, no one's going to feel sorry for you. So I just had to be real with myself and tell myself, hey, you know, it's going to take some grit, and then you're going to have to grind it out. It's going to be days where, man, I feel like coming to work. But, you know, those are the days that you make your most progress. So having that mindset and just continue to just hone in on myself and remind myself that that's what it's going to take. That's probably the hardest thing.
Did the 8 points
in your first practice back have extra significance for you?
Say again.
Did wearing the pink cleats, you know, your mom have extra significance for your first practice?
No. Those are just some of the cleats that I worked out in throughout my therapy sessions, and those are the cleats I'm going to wear this year most likely.
Tim kind of mentioned easing you back in. What does that look like to you? I mean, do you kind of tell them, give me more, you know, push the limit, or what does that look like to you?
I just have to continue to trust the process. They come up with a great plan for me over these next couple weeks, and I'm going to continue to trust it. Each day, you know, each rep that I take, I'm going to try to, you know, give them my all and try to maximize my opportunities.
Well, I know you got to go day by day here, but do you believe you'll play this season?
I definitely believe I'll play this year, but, you know, I can't just sit here and say it. You know, I have to continue to put the work in on the field, on the practice field, and show, you know, the training staff or, you know, the higher authority that, you know, eventually I can get back to the player who I was. But right now, you know, I'm focusing on practicing, you know, being around the guys, interacting on the football field before I even think about playing in a live action game.
Do you think 21 days is enough to prove to them and to yourself that you can do it?
Who knows? Anything is possible. So I'm going to keep that mindset and go from there.
Even though you joked around saying it was the doghouse, you were still around the team. Some players choose to rehab away. How important was it for you to be around the guys even before you had yesterday to practice with them again?
It was very important being around the guys. You know, you come in, you see those guys working extremely hard, and that motivates you. So you know, that's one of the biggest things that helped me get through this process.
Is it sometimes hard taking it day by day when you think about your situation next year and even, you know, trying to get back to a game that you know, how to hone in on, just I have to focus on being in practice?
It's not hard taking it day by day at all. You know, I learned to appreciate each day. So each day I wake up, you know, I put my feet on the ground and I'm thankful. I'm able to, you know, walk. I'm able to stand up on my own. There was a time where I needed help. I needed assistance. So I learned to appreciate the smaller things, and appreciating each day, you know, is part of appreciating those small things.
Coach Zimmer says the main thing he wants to see is movement, being able to avoid the pass rush. How do you feel about that? How is your movement being able to avoid pass rushers?
We're going to see how it is moving forward. I feel pretty confident in myself. And playing quarterback, you have to be the eye of the hurricane. You know, there's a lot going on around you, so you have to remain calm, and that's something I take pride in.
Teddy, how do you expect you to be different as a quarterback after going through this?
That's a question that, you know, will have to answer itself with my play. And moving forward, you know, I just want to be the best player that I can be the best version of Teddy that I can be.
I mean, physically, do you feel like you're doing things different than you were before?
I've been working out like crazy. So I know my upper body's a little stronger, so I think I'm throwing the ball with some more zip. I don't think Latavius believes that, but it's a fact.
What's the biggest difference in this offense? You know, now it's Pat Shurmur's offense versus when you left, when it was Norris.
This offense, you know, there are completions all over the field. You know, I've been able to watch the quarterbacks practice. I've been on the sidelines for the home games and been able to watch the games. And the guys have been competing at a high level. You know, they've been very efficient. Not taking too many sacks, you know, and playing fast. So I like what I've been seeing from the offense, and I hope that we can continue to keep going forward.
How do you think they've adapted to the quarterback situation here with, you know, Sam going down and Case obviously stepping into that role?
This team, probably some of the best guys I've been around when it comes to adversity. Yeah, these guys never put their head down. You know, they always said, hey, whoever's back there, we're going to ride with them. And that's what I've been noticing since last year. These guys, we've been dealing with adversity, and they've been doing a great job of just responding. So I'm proud of this team, the way we work. It says a lot about our coaching staff, says a lot about the players we have in this locker room and in this building.
Ted, have you learned anything about yourself about going through adversity? You've had some in the past, but do you learn anything new about yourself?
I learned a lot about myself, but I always tell myself it's not about me. You know, with this situation, no, the biggest thing I took away was that, you know, I hope that someone out there who's been counted out, you know, who's been doubted, can look at my story and say, hey, you know, here's a guy who was once counted out, and, you know, no, I haven't played in a football game yet, but just being back on the practice field when I thought all hope was gone, you know, I hope that my story can motivate someone, and I always talk about it to my friends back home and all the little kids back home that, you know, there's going to be doubt, there's going to be, you know, people counting you out, but look at me, you know, so the past 14 months, it was never about me. You know, I was home a lot throughout this time, and I was able to speak to the kids and tell them, remind them, and reassure them that, you know, the future is bright. So that's the biggest thing I took away from, you know, being injured.
Teddy, how bleak was the diagnosis when you first got injured? I mean, was there talk from doctors that you won't be able to play again?
Yeah, probably. The only thing I was worried about was the feeling in my leg at the time. So it was a crazy day. It happened. Made me a better person, and I'm happy to be standing here today.
At the end of these 3 weeks, is there something that you need to show yourself, or is it more about you already feel ready and you need to show them?
We're just going to be smart about the situation. So, you know, we're going to attack each day and come up with a game plan for each day. And when the time comes, we'll make a decision and go from there.
Teddy, during the 6 week period where you had to sit out, when did you get the sense you were going to be able to come back to practice right away?
Honestly, I probably could have practiced a while ago, but we wanted to be smart about everything. I probably wasn't ready to be around moving, you know, guys and things like that. So using those 6 weeks, it just helped me, you know, with different drills and things like that that applied to practice, that applied to the games. And, you know, we maximized those 6 weeks, and, you know, I'm happy to be back practicing.
How long is a while ago? A couple weeks?
Yeah, a couple weeks.
What did your surgeon tell you on Monday?
I'll keep that between, you know, him.
Did he or any of the other people who helped treat you, like, express any marvel at sort of how far you've come?
Yeah, he was pretty proud, you know, with all the work that I put in. And, you know, I visited him a couple times throughout this process. And each time he saw me, he was more pleased. So that's a good thing.
Have you gotten into the flow of starting to prepare for an opponent again?
Yeah, definitely. You have to create those routines, you know, and develop those habits again. But I started weeks ago, whether it's breaking down film, you know, getting back to my normal weekly planning. So whether it's scheduling massages, going to sleep at the proper time, coming to work at a certain time, and doing certain things to create those habits, I've been doing that.
A couple more for Teddy.
How did your teammates help you through this process?
They helped me a lot. Especially, I don't want to single anyone out, but I'm going to. Terrence Newman, he's awesome. And there's a reason he played in this league for so long. He mentored me throughout this process. He always kept me smiling. There would be days I would come in and, you know, I probably wouldn't be too enthused about it. And he would come up to me, hey, where's that smile? I don't see that smile. And, you know, I guess I'm just known to smile a lot. But he would bring it out of me, and he always brought the best out of me. He brings the best out of a lot of guys on his team, and that's the reason he's a captain.
What are your thoughts on the Vikings' muddled quarterback situation? You got Bradford, now he's hurt. You got Case Keenum, you got you. And
like I said, no one's going to feel sorry for us. We have to, whoever's out there, you know, we expect those guys to go out and compete at a high level and give us a chance to win. And right now we're sitting in a good position, and that just speaks volumes to the way the teams responded, the way the quarterbacks responded to the situation, and the way the coaching staff have drawn up game plans for those guys.
Thanks, Teddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.